From Troy University and Troy Public Radio, this is On Leadership with Dr. Jack Hawkins, Jr., Chancellor of Troy University.
One of my key principles of leadership is effective leaders should act the part. And while leaders should be friendly and approachable, they should always maintain that command presence. I call it just simply staying on the leadership platform. Leaving that platform can create problems, as I found out early in my career. Before I became Chancellor of Troy University in 1989, I spent 10 years as president of the Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind. I think it's pertinent before I tell you this story that I admit to you that I'm neither categorized as deaf nor blind. However, one evening in 1980, just 9 months after I had the privilege of being appointed president of the Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind, often referred to as AIDB, two colleagues and I took an evening off to go and watch a Birmingham Barons baseball game. And during the fifth inning of that game, an official with the Barons came up to me and asked me to compete in a baseball throwing contest that would occur during the seventh inning stretch. Initially, I said no, and in fact, I was reluctant. But my friends encouraged me, and so I agreed. And so when I walked on the field and standing next to the dugout was preparing to throw the ball, I met my opponent, who I really didn't know I was going to have, but he was a six-year-old boy who promptly said, "I'm going to beat you throwing that baseball." At that juncture, I tried to back out of the competition, but it was too late. I told the staff member then if I was to participate, I would do so only if he mentioned the Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind, which really needed recognition in the state that it hadn't received. That staff member agreed, and he relayed the instructions to the public address announcer to introduce me as being with the Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind. Well, that little boy was as good as his word, and he did better than I did throwing that baseball. And as I threw that third pitch, only to miss the entire board, there were mock cheers and hearty booing from the crowd. And as I walked back to my seat, I was startled to discover how many people I knew in the crowd, and they were having fun with me. The next day, I was at my desk when I received a call from a friend of mine who said, "I saw you at the ball game last night." And my response was, "Yeah, you and practically everyone else I know." And then my friend said this. He said, "Sitting in front of me were these two young men, and when you made that third pitch and missed the board, one of the young men turned to the other and said, 'He's awful.' But the other fellow said, 'Don't you criticize that man. He's deaf and blind.'" Well, that story underscores a key leadership lesson, and that is to guard your dignity at all times. The shadow of an institution never exceeds that of the leader. How you're perceived will often dictate how your institution is perceived. While I don't think good leaders should be stuffed shirts, I don't think they need to be the life of the party either. If you lead a high-profile institution or even a key department at your workplace, you will get all the attention you want or need. And I repeat, act the part. Here are a few things to keep in mind to help you act the part. Be careful what you say in front of others, especially in public speaking. And while it's okay to tell a joke, make sure that joke is in good taste. Develop the habit of using good grammar and clean language, even on the golf course. 3, dress appropriately for the occasion. Remember, if you look like the court jester, you will be treated as the court jester. And then 4, be friendly without being too familiar. Keep a safe social distance when you visit with others. Indeed, what you learn in life is that familiarity breeds contempt. Being an effective leader is more than assuming a title. It's about cultivating an identity and establishing a mindset. Act like a leader, and others will often give you the benefit of the doubt. And remember, The shadow of an institution reflects the shadow of its leader. Until next time, I thank you.
You've been listening to On Leadership with Dr. Jack Hawkins, Jr., Chancellor of Troy University. On Leadership is available wherever you get your podcasts.